My name's Cassandra Hard-Laurie and we're in Rookwood Cemetery. The part we're in at the moment is the Anglican section where the exhibition Hidden takes place.
So tell me about the exhibition.
Okay, the exhibition is in its fourth year. It's been running annually and it basically is an exhibition that takes place inside the cemetery, but also very specifically the exhibition is referring to the artists that participate in the show. The works are to respond directly to themes that are appropriate to Rookwood, so you could say that it's a kind of a site-specific exhibition. This year we have 36 artworks exhibiting, so 35 artists. There's one artist who's got two works represented in the show. We look at the fact that Rookwood has a number of layers, I guess, when you sort of take the place apart. Obviously, one of the first themes is things to do with grief and loss, but also what also attaches to that, artworks can be responding to the idea of the ritual around that or things to do with memorial, so the kind of objects that are used to create funerary items. So monuments comes into that. So there might be an artist who in the past who's dealt with this idea of monument. But also too, the other things that artists often respond to in this show are things to do with the history of Rookwood. So they might be focused in on a person, that person's life, and they might have ended up buried here. This work is called Bee, and it's by Jane Thoe. And the work is actually directly referencing the Australian character, well-known Australian character called Bee Miles, who Jane apparently has is in Jane's distant family tree. Jane has an amazing process of putting works together, but she basically collects these old pieces of tarlatan from the sort of scrap bins at the College of Fine Arts where she's doing her postgraduate, and they're already coloured with all these kind of colours, and then she, you know, works with a drawing that she'll do of, you know, the figure that she wants to reproduce, and then basically stitches, you know, cuts out shapes and stitches them all together, and then with further stitching draws in the sort of drafting qualities to create the hatching of different sort of shading areas and to define the facial features and, you know, different elements of the figure. So it's a really extraordinary piece because it's the craftsmanship, and it is amazing. This work is called Murder by Lee Bethel, basically because it is a group of crows. Of course, the collective name for crows is Murder. So the work's been selected on the basis of, you know, there's a lot of crows. One of the types of bird life that's very in quite abundance here at Rookwood are crows. So this installation is basically, I think there's about 30 birds that she's created out of mesh wire that are all deliberately scattered around an old rubbish bin that she's brought in and placed perched up on trees as if, you know, doing, you know, placed in the way that kind of doing the things that crows do, which is basically looking like they're, you know, a bit hungry, scavenging for some food. This one's actually called Gaia's Prayer Beads, and it's by Jeremy Carter, who is one of our Northern New South Wales artists. And what it is basically, it's like a large sort of necklace, almost like a large sort of set of rosary beads, where he's out of sandstone, he's created each individual bead, which would be something that you would, you know, it's probably about, each bead is about the span of a hand, and then at the bottom of, you know, in the centre bit where, you know, in a set of rosary beads you might have a cross. So it's probably about 2.5 metres long, this, you know, once chain, and it's hanging vertically from a tree. And it's by referencing Gaia, the artist is talking about one, I think Gaia is an earth goddess, and he's sort of linking the what this necklace represents to the cemetery, and obviously it has spiritual connotations and also to Gaia, but he's also linking it to this idea that, you know, he's quite interested in the environment and, you know, this idea that Mother Nature, we need to be, you know, really listening to Mother Nature, you know, particularly with our, you know, the kind of environmental concerns that, we're all starting to think about socially. So that's still relevant to Rookwood because, I mean, it is in a sense a natural environment as well. This work is by Thomas C. Chung and it's entitled I Just Wanted to Say I Still Remember You. Thomas is a young artist who actually practices or is frequently showing across Sydney as well as Norway. So he's just recently come back from Mongolia on a residency there. His practice at the moment is really focused on knitting. In fact, how I first met Thomas was that he actually applied to another show that I was curating and he rang up and said, I knit Wonderlands. And I just thought, a male that knits Wonderlands, I need to work with that person. So, and of course, you know, when he sent through the pictures for that previous show, you know, they were just incredible. And so I've worked with him a few times now. And when he proposed for this exhibition, what he proposed was actually a series of knitted flowers that situated in these custom-made miniature milk bottles, which... So there's, you know, in each bottle there's usually one or two flowers and what is represented is things from lavender to daffodils to calla lilies to roses and they're sort of situated in a ring and referencing this idea of that old children's game, Ring a Ring a Rosie. His objects are incredibly cute, but as he also talks about is the fact that when you sort of study them closely there's a sort of anxiousness to them which, you know, very much, you know, there is this awkwardness in the object which I think is what makes them so powerful because they're absolutely adorable but at the same time there's something quite sad about them. So, and where I've situated them here is actually, as I mentioned before, my probably my favourite part of the cemetery is what I call sort of like this lost secret garden. And I love it because it has, you know, you're starting to sort of get away a little bit from, you know, the office area and there's all these, you know, extra trees down this part, you know, and these big, you know, amazing old trees with massive trunks and you kind of, you know, get these little sort of shadowy areas, you know, that might be sort of some of the graves' headstones are sort of, you know, being nestled amongst these old trees. And I think beautiful spots to place sculpture.